Head scratcher time for Dale Schrader now. He's got Aaron Nett up. Runners at first and second. We are in the fourth inning, trailing by two. Aaron Nett steps into the batter's box. Do you ask for a sacrifice this early? Or do you go for possibly a big inning? You get the tying run into second base here with a successful sacrifice. Nett takes a healthy hack, two of them outside the batter's box. Gets my baseball mind running, saying if he's trying to fool everybody, like I'm not actually swinging. So I'm going to make it look like I'm swinging over here. Time will tell. It always does. First and second, nobody out. Graves looks in to Tyler Midas for the sign. We'll watch the top hand of Nett. It stays put, and it rips through the zone as he fouls one right back into the netting. Big cut right there from Aaron Nett. No indication of a bunt on that hack from the Padre. One strike that counts. Nett back into the box. Klein from second. Wessler lead from first. Healthy lead for the Weasel over at first. He's even with the first baseman, Mitch Keeler, as Aaron Nett calls time at home plate. Steps out of the box and big hack. Grave got ahead as Nett fouled the first offering back to the netting. One strike pitch. That'll hit Aaron Nett. No bunt needed. Base hit and two bean balls. Loads them up for the Flames with nobody out. Mikey Byers going to pop out of the dugout. Have a word with his hurler. Derek Graves, who had been pretty brilliant. I mean, he'd gotten to a little hot water. He gave up the double to Mitchell Thielen in the third. A couple guys on in the second, but nobody had crossed home plate yet. Other than the Thielen double, no one had really hit the ball hard. Klein starts this inning as a solid knock to left. He hit that hard, and then two bean balls. Base is chucked right now, nobody out. Taylor Foray to the plate. No activite in the Lumberjack bullpen. So Taylor Foray comes up, big spot again. That was the case his last time up. Graves' first offering, that has popped up, first pitch. Wynn's gonna keep this one in play. Keeler over for a look, and he'll make a catch to retire Foray for out number one. F3 in foul territory. After back-to-back beans, I like the aggressiveness right there of Taylor. Some would argue that after back-to-back beans, maybe see a pitch, but if it's in there on 0-0, I'm from the school of saying, swing at that bad boy. If you like it and you don't think you'll get another one against a guy who's got, what, 8 strikeouts on the day, take your shot. Max Carlson into the batter's box now with one away and the bases loaded. Wessler at second, Nett at first, Craig Klein at third. Time called at home as Graves looked as if almost he had started his motion. Home plate ump said time. Graves ready once again here. Ready steps off the mound, and now Carlson's going to step out of the box. Still don't have the timing right now between these two. Center fielder Joe Zawicki playing straight away. As that pitch fouled back at home plate. Carlson fouls that one off the kind of a wood panel between grandstand and press box. Just a beam right there before the netting. Strike one, the count on Max. Strikeout victim. His only time up in the second. One strike pitch. Squibbed foul. Now 0-2. The count to the Flame center fielder. They have him loaded here in the fourth. They trail by a deuce. Going to get right back into this thing. 0-2 the count. Graves rocks and fires. 0-2 pitch, cut on and miss. Big strikeout for Derek Graves. Ninth one of the day, two down now. Joel Klein to the plate for Farming. Talked about it earlier, you get in that hot water as a pitcher. best plan of attack, best move you can make, blow it by him, and that's what he did for out number two on Max Carlson. Graves' first offering now to Klein is in there at the knees for strike one. One strike the count on Joel Klein. Struck out to lead off last inning, the third. Graves right back. One strike pitch, that's missing above the letters. Evens us up at one and one. One and one, the count as Graves gets his sign from Tyler Midas. Ready rocks and fires. 1-1 pitch is cut on and miss. Blew that one by Joel Klein. One and two. Farming nine hitter looking for a spark here. Trying to get the Flames on the board. Derek Graves, the drafty from Mora. He looks in, now comes home. 1-2 pitch, fouled into the netting. Healthy hack at that one from Klein as he stays alive at one and two.
How is it only the third?
One and two, the count. Graves with another long look in. He's got his sign from Tyler Midas. Pitch swung on and missed. Big strikeout again. 10 on the afternoon for Derek Graves, and the Farming Flames leave him loaded here in the fourth. They score no runs on one hit. No Foley hitters. Three runners left on base. 3.5. Farming two. It is a Foley two, excuse me. Farming zero. We are going to take a 1 minute timeout. We will also get a legal ID. Yes, legal ID. Noah ID. We're going to get an ID back at the KASM studios. We'll be back with the bottom of the fourth coming up in a minute after an ID. Well, thank you very much. Noah ID with the legal ID right there. I think maybe that has a nice ring to it. As bottom four we go, Mike Beyer, Cameron Jurek, Joe Zawicki to the plate for the Foley Lumberjacks. Looking to pad their lead as they are up two right now on Farming here in the fourth. As Beyer looks at a first pitch ball, second pitch in there for a strike. Mikey looks back at the umpire as if to say, ooh, okay, all right, that's how it's going to be. My guy better get that one. Brad right back, 1-1 pitch. That is popped up. Foul, net over for a look. Aaron can't get this one. One and two the count. Talked to Mike before the game. It was actually a question I asked my dad, a Regal Eagle fan, in his past life. When's the last time you missed a Regal Eagle State Tournament game, Dad? He said, never missed one since I was born. Asked Mikey the same thing. He gave me the same answer. He said, since he's been alive, he never missed one. As that pitch hit in the air, coming on Craig Klein, he won't get this one. It's a leadoff single for Mike Beyer. The Beyers are having a day, whether it was in Dassel and Regal or here in Broughton. It's Beyer Saturday here on KASM as Mikey's aboard. Bring Cameron Jurek to the plate.
Well, yeah, I was in the new club.
Shortstop, number 27, Cameron.
Jurek steps in. He bounced out to Brad Mergen his first time up. Brad's first offering to Jurek. That's in there for a strike. Pops out of the mid of Chad Mergen. Mike Beyer nowhere to go as it just lands up at the feet of Chad. Central Minnesota baseball fans, St. Cloud Boudreaux, as we hear up in the press box, they 5-0 lead. Boudreaux's up 5-0. Pitch missing low, throw down to second base. Out at, he say out at second, or is that a quick safe sign? Safe the call at second base. Umpire with a very quick sign there. Pitch missing low, but safe at second is Mike Beyer. Great read out of the box. So he's aboard on the wild pitch. Nobody out here, so Jerk's going to try to get Beyer to third one way or another. Boudreaux's leading 5-0 on Coon Rapids. Squares to bunt, offers that, and way off the mark right there. He's in a hole at 1-2. Boys, did we get a...
last trip's up 5-0.
How about a Duluth Blaine score?
16-4.
Duluth won 6. Blaine won 16-4. Class B action in Litchfield. So Blaine will be advancing into the double elimination of Class B as that pitch hit on the ground softly to short. Up with it is 4A. Low throw dug out by Aaron Nett. Nice pick over at first. 6-3 on the putout for out number one. Mike Byer advances to third with just one away. So the first Class B game is Blaine defeating Duluth, and then now St. Cloud Boudreaux with a 5-0 lead over Coon Rapids. After that, today over in Litchfield, it'll be Forest Lake and Shakopee, and then the Austin Greyhounds and Cold Spring Springers. Tonight, that game will be heard here on KASM. We heard over in Dassel, Lastrup with an early lead on Detroit Lakes. What was that score in DL Lastrup? Five Rock, Lastrup up on Detroit Lakes. So some score updates for you right there. 2-0 is what we're at here in Broughton. As Joe Zwicky to the plate, looks at a first pitch ball. Flames infield has to come in here. As Mike Byers at third, just one away. Manager Dale Schrader saying we can't give up another run here. Got to try to mow down Mike Byer at home if he tries going. 1-0 pitch, waved at right there as Zwicky unable to check his swing. 1-1 the count. Byer singled, advanced to second on a wild pitch, and to third on a bounce out to short by Cameron Jurek. 43-year-old man making his way around the pads. 1-1 pitch, squib to net at first. Coming home now is Byer, play at the plate, and Mike Byer is out at the plate. Great play by Aaron Nett as Mike Byer took a chance, made him make the play, and Aaron Nett absolutely did so. Gunning down Mike Byer, a big out at home. 3-2 for out number two. Reaching at first is Joe Zwicky on the fielder's choice. That may be a play we will look back to here in this one. Byer trying to take a chance. I like the style. Make him make the play. He kind of fielded it awkwardly, did Aaron Nett, and Mike broke right away. Throw came home right on the money. Chad Mergen puts the tag on Mike Byer to retire him. 3-2. Aboard at first is Zwicky. That'll bring Sam Keeler to the plate. As Keeler, second baseman, looks at a first pitch ball. Second pitch in there for a strike. So 1-1 the count. Brad's 1-1 pitch, fouled at home. Now 1-2. Text from our producer here this afternoon, Noah ID. He wasn't liking his performance on that identification, that legal ID. So, no, I tell you what, you're going to get plenty more chances here today, bud. That much I can promise you. Randy and Don will give you some, they'll lobby some softballs during that St. Martin Montgomery game, and I will do so this evening as well during the Cold Spring game. As the 1-2 pitch, Joss missing right there. Now 2-2. 2-2 the count. Sam Keeler up. Joe Zwicky at first base. Brad's 2-2 pitch. Swung on and, ooh, fouled at home plate. Chad Mergen unable to hold on. Unable to stick that one. Get the Flames in the dugout. So 2-2 the count. Sun-soaked field here. Shades are on. Sleeves are up. I'm going to have to de-sleeve. Take my Rambo Richmond Royal sweater off here. 2-2 pit from Brad. There, swung on a miss. Chad holds on to this one. Big strikeout. Gets Flames out of the bottom of the fourth. Scott free. Strikeout on the day, number four for Brad Mergen. And that does it for Foley in the fourth. They score no runs on one hit. No farming errors. One runner left on base. Four innings in the books. It's Foley 2, Farming 0. You're listening to State Tournament Amateur Baseball here on KASM. Top five. That's coming up in 1 minute. We welcome you back to Broughton on your Saturday afternoon. Sun shining. State Tournament Baseball, the way it's supposed to be, right? Top of the order here in the top of the fifth for the Flames. Mitchell Thielen lead things off. Aaron Eink, Brad Mergen to follow. As Derek Graves' first offering to Thielen, missing down and in. Mitchell's had the most success off Bradley thus far, off of Derek Graves thus far. Double his last time up. One out double as the 1-0 pitch in at the knees for a strike. Evens it up at 1-1. No runs, three hits, no errors for Farming. Two runs, four hits, one error for the Lumberjacks as the 1-1 pitch knocked into right field. We might have a play at first here. We do have a play at first, but safe is Mitchell Thielen. Coming up throwing is playing very shallow as Noah Winkelman. Ball was hit pretty good right at him. Winkelman comes up throwing, doing a little Jay Buhner impersonation on Ken Griffey Jr. baseball for Super Nintendo. Tries throwing him out at first, but Thielen beats it out. So it's an outfield single, we'll say, as it was actually pretty close at first base. Thielen aboard to get things going for the Flames in the fifth. Fourth hit of the afternoon for Farming, two of which belong to Mitchell Thielen. Aaron Eich to the plate. Eich's not enjoying his afternoon so much thus far as he's 0 for 2 with a couple Ks. Fouls the first pitch off. Over the Foley dugout, which is the first base dugout. Graves looking in to his catcher, Tyler Midas. Pickoff attempt and back safely. Mitchell Thielen. One strike the count on Aaron Eich. Eich set, Graves pitch. One strike, delayed call, and it's in there for a strike from the umpire. Eich didn't like it. He's in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count to the Farming third baseman. Trying to string some hits together here in the fifth. Third time through the order. Third look at Derek Graves. 0-2 pitch, off speed. Oh, boy. Just missing right there from Derek Graves. 1-2. Late breaker. May have broken a little too late. 1-2 the count. Thielen not much of a lead over at first base. 1-2 pitch. In there. Strike three. Eich goes down looking. He's out on strikes. Out number one. Aaron didn't like that call. He makes his way back to the dugout. 11 punch outs now for Derek Graves.
Pitcher, number 15, Brad Mergen.
So one down, Brad Mergen to the plate. Pickoff attempt and back safely. It is Mitchell Thielen. So we're in the fifth with one out. So 13 outs have been registered by Derek Graves, 11 of which via the punch out. First offering as Brad empties the tank a little bit with a cut right there. He's going for that shed right over the right field fence. Comes up empty, healthy hack from Bradley. One strike the count. Yeah, 11 strikeouts of the 13 outs he's recorded for Derek Graves. Graves set, checks Thielen at first. One strike pitch, bounce back to Graves. He fields, goes to second for one. The relay to first, two, double play. 1-6-3 variety, retires the Flames here in the fifth. No runs, one hits, no Foley errors, nobody left on. The nice little twist right there gets Foley out of the inning. We go to the bottom of the fifth coming up in 1 minute. 2-0 our score in favor of the Lumberjacks. It's actually the maintenance inning here at Broughton. So we're going to go with a 2 minute timeout. We're back in 2 minutes with the bottom of the fifth right here on KASM.
Live radio, live sports play by play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom five we go. Hunter Hammers leads things off. First pitch swinging, lines out to Farming first baseman Aaron Nett on one pitch. Efficiency is what we like to call that by Brad Mergen. Next pitch in there for a strike to Noah Winkleman. Now missing outside 1-1 the count. Bottom five. We're at the midway mark. A little past it actually is the 1-1 pitch missing inside. Now 2-1. I'd like to say what's up to Cold Spring Rockies catcher David Jonas, tooling around the back roads of Stearns County with his best friend, some would say his only friend, Norman, riding shotgun. Hey, guys, hope you're enjoying your afternoon. Best of luck tomorrow evening, or tomorrow afternoon, excuse me, when you take on Pelican Rapids at 2:30 right here in Broughton, right here on KASM. Go Rock Shop. 2-2 pitch. That's hit in the air. It'll be a soft little pop-up, and it's caught on a basket catch by Taylor Foray. Running in a little basket catch right there. There was a quote in the movie Major League in which Willie Mays Hayes made a basket catch. That Lou Brown said, nice catch, Hayes. And then he said something that I can't say on the air. And that's probably what people are saying to Taylor Foray right now. As first offering to Tyler Midas. Tyler's going to wear that one on the thigh. A little bean ball on the thigh right there. Yeah, if you didn't get enough baseball today with the Regal dramatics and fireworks before, congrats to the Eagles again. Or here the Farming Foley game, or next on KASM, Montgomery and St. Martin, or after that, Cold Spring and Austin. Tomorrow, 2:30, Cold Spring Rockies and the Pelican Rapids game tomorrow at 2:30. That's right here on KASM. 1150 AM, 107.7, the FM translator, 105.5 HD2, or online at mykasm.com. Should be a fun one. First pitch missing for a ball to Tony Stay. 1-0 pitch missing down from Brad Mergen. Two and oh. Brad pickoff attempt and a low throw right there that Aaron Nett's able to gobble out. Count remains 2-0. If we're saying hello, we got to say hi to voice of the Albany Huskies, voice of Region 15C, Randy Rothstein. Tells me he's listening on his phone over at Dassel right now. Hello, Runcie. I would assume you are enjoying the finest treats that Dassel has to offer in the concession stand, if I know you, and I think I do. Nice little break on the vocal cords for him until he picks up again after this one's completed for the St. Martin-Montgomery game. Should be a good one. Don't let Don Heinen eat any of your food runs. 2-1 the count here. Brad's 2-1 pitch lifted into left field, right on it. Starting with his arms out, actually, is Mitchell Thielen, as if he didn't see it. Turns out he didn't have to move. Once he found it, he didn't have to move anyway. Fly out to left field to retire Tony Stay. Out number three, and that does it for the Lumberjacks in the fifth. They score no runs on no hits, no Farming errors, one runner left on base. Five in the books, 2-0. Foley with a lead over Farming. To the sixth we go. That's coming up in 1 minute here on KASM. Welcome back to Brownton here on your Saturday afternoon. Sun-soaked field as the top of the sixth we go. Getting late early all of a sudden for the Flames. They're down to final four chances, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. They've yet to push anything across. As it'll be the middle of their order, Craig Klein, Chris Wessler, Aaron Nett. This is the third time that these three will be the scheduled hitters of an inning. My Recorri education tells me that Brad Mergen has ended three innings in the batter's box then, if that's the case. As Craig steps in, he's 1-for-2 on the day, strikeout in the second, base knock in the fourth. Flames have three singles, and a double by Mitchell Thielen. Derek Graves, ready to rock. He starts his sixth inning of work here. First offering, first pitch swinging. Backhanded stab at third, throw across the diamond. Nice play by the third baseman, Tony Stay. 5-3 on the putup. First pitch swinging, Craig Klein, he'll do that. It's a one-hopper right to third and a backhanded sliding stab by Tony Stay. Strong throw across the diamond. Put a star on that one as it's out number one on one pitch. Again, efficiency is what we yell on that as Chris Wessler steps in. Wessler into the batter's box. First pitch from Graves. That's missing inside from Wessler. Got drilled by a pitch in that same area earlier. Moved off the plate a little bit. Chris has reached twice. Weasel reached on an error by the shortstop in the second and hit by a pitch in the fourth. That pitch tapped on the ground. Candy hop for the third baseman Stay. Throw across the diamonds in time. 5-3, quickly two down. Two away.
First baseman number 31, Aaron Nett.
So Aaron Nett to the plate. Noah ID says that he was exaggerating earlier. It's really downpouring in Albany right now, he says. Albany can have the rain. We're going to need some sunshine and some clear skies in this area, the Dassel-Litchfield-Brownton area for the next couple days. Central Minnesota can have it. First pitch missing inside to Aaron Nett. I appreciate the weather updates from Noah ID. Appreciate that, bud. 1-0 pitch, missing down and away. Now 2-0. Net on the day, singled in the second, hit by a pitch in the fourth. Aaron has reached twice in his return to the state tournament. He's ahead of the count here, 2-0. Graves 2-0 offering. Healthy hack at that one from Aaron Nett. Fouls that away. Now 2-1. Two and one, the count. Graves right back. Update from Litchfield, 11-0. St. Cloud Boudreaux flexing some muscle today. 11-0, they lead in the third inning over Coon Rapids. I'd say 11 runs is a safe lead for Brad Hegg as the 3-1 pitch popped up right center field. Long run for a couple guys. Diving attempt and up empty. Net big turn at first. He will stay put right there as he's back to the big. Joe Zawicki, good effort right there, but it's a two-out single for Aaron Nett. Sixth hit of the day. Fifth hit of the day, excuse me, for the Flames. Two down. Taylor Fourier to the plate. Yeah, 11-run lead for Brad Hegg. I think he can get the slider over a couple times to get Boudreaux into the second round. Brad Hegg, one of the better pitchers in our area. Not a bad dude either. First pitch, swinging. Knocks it right through the box as Taylor Fourier, back-to-back singles for the Flames. As Taylor jumped on that first one and punched it right into center. Little two-out party here for Farming. Max Carlson into the batter's box.
Center fielder, number 34, Max.
We're going to get a pinch runner for the Flames at second base. Running is number 17, Eric Schmidt. So Eric Schmidt is running at second for Aaron Nett. Manager Dale Schrader hoping to get a hit to the outfield here and wave Schmidt around. Max Carlson into the box. He's 0 for 2 with 2 Ks on the day. First pitch. That's in there for a strike. Graves comes right at him. No strikeouts this inning for Derek Graves. Hope he's feeling okay. He's had one in every other inning. Two in some. Three in others. One strike pitch. Breaking ball just missing right there. Three in the first. Two in the second. Three in the third. Two in the fourth. One in the fifth for Derek Graves. One and one the count here to Max Carlson. That pitch waved at by Carlson chasing right there, and he's in a hole at 1-2. 1-2 the count. Eric Schmidt pinch running at second. Taylor Fourier, he represents the tying run at first. 2-0, Foley, top six. Graves set. Right at the letter, short pause. That pitch in there. Strike three on the corner, and Carlson's out on strikes for out number three. Strikeout number 12 for Derek Graves. Big punch out right there. Puts an end to the Farming hopes here in the sixth. They score no runs on two hits. There were no Foliers. Two runners left on base. 5.5. Foley 2. Farming 0. It's State Amateur Baseball Tournament action on KESM. Bottom six coming up in a minute. Bottom of the sixth stanza here in Broughton. First pitch swinging is Mitch Keeler tapping one on the ground. Aaron Eich gobbles it up at third. Coming in, throw across the diamond in time. Efficient out number one as Keeler retired. Our broadcast brought to you today by Virgil's Vigorina, Leo's Auto Body and Glass, B&S Excavating, Central Minnesota Realty, Trappers Pub and Grub, Albany Chrysler Center, Rambo, the city of St. Martin, celebrating 125 years, Central Minnesota Insurance, and Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Stay tuned after the game where we name our Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. That Player of the Game will receive a $10 gift certificate to redeem at Richmond A&W or Albany A&W. That's going all weekend, too. So you Cold Spring Rockies and Cold Spring Springers listening back at back in God's country, remember that and fire yourself up for this evening's game. Set your sights on that $10 gift certificate for a free Papa Burger and a Polar Swirl because it sounds pretty tasty. First two pitches were outs as the first pitch bounced out for Mitch Keeler. Second pitch, Mike Beyer bouncing out on the inning right back to Brad Mergen. Third pitch popped up right center field, and Cameron Jurek has that one drop, though. So Brad Mergen was close to a three-pitch inning right there, but Cameron Jurek knocks that one for a single. He's aboard with two away. Joe Zewicki to the plate for Foley.
Center fielder, number 12.
Safe to say the Flames are Lumberjacks are hacking here as the first pitch cut on and missed by Joe Zewicki. He's in a hole at 0-1. Brad's thrown five pitches, and he's thrown four pitches this inning, and there's been four swings. Three of them, contact was made as the one strike pitch missing up and away evens it up at 1-1. Zewicki 0-2 thus far in the seven hole for the Lumberjacks. 1-1 pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Zewicki's in a hole at 1-2. 1-2 the count. Bradley trying to get in the dugout again. 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed. He does so. Quick inning right there as Zewicki out on strikes for out number three. Strikeout for Brad, five on the afternoon, and that does it for Foley in the six. No runs, one hit. No farming errors, one runner left. Six in the books here in beautiful Broughton. 2-0 our score in favor of Foley. Final three innings are going to be doozies, and you'll hear it right here on KASM starting in 1 minute.
Chasm.
That's us. KASM, Kirby Hamish back with you. No ID back at the sports studios in Albany. He asked me if it's raining where we are. No, sir. First pitch swinging, and it's a leadoff single for Farming here in the seventh as Joel Klein, who is 0-2 with 2 Ks on the day, he says enough of that noise. He punches the first pitch he sees into right field for a leadoff spark for the Flames in the seventh. No rain here, Noah. Some breeze and some sunshine. Back to the top of the order. Two hits on the day for Mitchell Thielen. He's looking for number three now. Struck out in the first, doubled in the third, singled in the fifth. 2-for-3 on his state tournament debut. Derek Graves still out on the mound for Mora. Very short lead for Joel Klein at first. As the first pitch swinging, hit on the ground towards short. Bobble that short, and everybody's going to be safe. Shortstop Cameron Jurek had that one come up on him. That's an error. Second on the day for Jurek. Second on the day for the Lumberjacks. First and second, nobody out. Seventh inning here. Dale Schrader, your move, sir. Got to assume that Aaron Ike, who is 0-3 with 3 Ks on the day, will be bunting. That's the speculation here in the press box, that the guy who hasn't put the ball in play today will be squaring around here. Graves set. We'll watch Ike's top hand. He does square. As that pitch missing low for a ball. Good eye right there from Aaron Ike, pulling back. In the region tournament, watching a little bit and managing for a minute myself and listening to Randy and Don, Region 15C tournament. Bunting execution was subpar, to say the least, out of our region. We're better than that. Let's see if Aaron can turn things around. He squares, he bunts, foul. Not letting the ball hit the bat right there. 1-1 the count. Just looking to get that thing on the ground.
Had a little technical difficulty, but we're back, folks. Back to you, Kirby.
There we go. Thank you, Noah. And as I was saying before, a very inopportune time for that technical difficulty. We had second and third, nobody else. Brad Mergen steps in and punches one to right field. It is an RBI single for Brad, scoring Joel Klein. It was a tough read for Mitchell Thielen at second base, so the right fielder coming on was Noah Winkelman. Winkelman throws it from right field, trying to get the runner Thielen at third, gets by the third baseman, Tony Stay. So Mitchell Thielen comes around to score, and we are knotted at two. Brad Mergen ended up on second base. We had a pinch hitter, Cody Foray. He struck out, and then Chris Wessler struck out. But the Flames have evened the score. 2-2 our score here in the bottom of the seventh inning, going into the bottom of the seventh for Farming in that top half of the seventh inning. They scored two runs on one hit, two very costly errors by Foley, one runner left on base. Never a good time for a technical difficulty. That was not our time either, but we're glad to have you back. 2-2 is our score. Brad Mergen helping his own cause, and Foley with a tough play defensively. as it ended up having two runs come around on that single by Brad. So, bottom seven we go. We're going to get a pinch hitter here. This was Sam Keeler's spot. We have Mike Plant batting now. As Plant will be pinch hitting for Keeler. Whole new ball game now. Tied at two. First pitch from Brad. Missing away for a ball. Ball one right there. Brad right back. That pitch fouled at home plate. Evens us up at 1-1. Two runs in the seventh for Farming. Two in the third for Foley. We're not at a deuce right here. Plant to be followed by Hunter Hammers as the 1-1 pitch in there for a strike from Brad Mergen. 1-2 to count. Brad right back. 1-2 pitch. Cut on and miss. Pinch hitters, it hasn't been their day thus far. Brad gets the strikeout, his sixth of the afternoon. One away. Hunter Hammers to the plate for the Foley Lumberjacks. As Hammers steps in. Hunter will look at a first pitch ball from Brad Mergen. Brad right back. 1-0 pitch. That is missing for a ball as well. 2-0. Been pretty accurate thus far today, has Bradley. And 2-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. They have gotten a gift from the home plate umpire. 2-1 our count. Hammers. 0-1 on the day as he swings through that one. And he's in a hole at 1-2. 1-2 the count now. 1-2 pitch just off the corner right there. 2-2. Brad looks in. Signed from his twin brother, Chad. He's got it. 2-2 pitch. Whoa! There was a 3-2 pitch, and it was missing for ball four. Oh, a 1-0 walk issued. We're going to get time called. Dale Schrader's going to pop out of the dugout. As Dale ought to have a word with his starter, Brad Mergen. Dale comes out of the dugout as we go back to the top of the order. Activities, I don't see any. I don't see any activities in that Farming bullpen. As Brad back out onto the mound. Runner at first base, Hunter Hammer. First pitch, fouled at home plate by Noah Winkleman. Winkleman fouling that first pitch. As Brad gets ahead of him. Right back. One strike pitch. That's lifted down the right field corner, and that's going to drop. Racing around second, digging for third, and obtaining third with ease is Hunter Hammers. First and third, one away. So some hot water here for Brad. Still no activity in that Farming bullpen. Tyler Midas to the plate. As the first pitch swinging, a pop-up in the infield. Aaron Nett wants it. He'll make the catch. Nett with the grab and a big out right there to retire Tyler Midas. The two away. And third place hitter Tony Stay into the batter's box. Stay into the box. First and third. Hammers at third, Winkleman at first. First pitch, fouled at home plate by Stay as Winkleman was taking off with that pitch. Two and two are count. Mergen set. Lefty right at the belt. We'll keep an eye on Wickham. He stays put here. Is that pitch missing down and away? Evens us up at one and one. One and one the count. Brad's 1-1 pitch. On the corner for a strike to Tony Stay. One and two. We're going to strike away of getting out of some hot water here. It's Jacoby Anderson, the drafty from Atwater, now loosening in the farming pen. Brad set at the belt, looking to get nasty on 1-2. His 1-2 pitch behind. The play at the plate will be coming here. Coming down to score, safe at the plate. Sliding safely is Hunter Hammers. The throw actually got by Brad at the plate. Fielded by now second baseman Joel Klein. Klein a throwback to second, and safe at second is Noah Winkleman, but the go-ahead run comes across as Hunter Hammers comes across the plate to score. 3-2 our lead now in favor of Foley. The wild pitch right there. It was behind the batter Tony Stay. So 2-2 our count now. Brad set, short pause, 2-2, missing down and away, fills it up at 3-2. He's got a base open now. Stay is 1-for-3 on the day. Brad set, 3-2 pitch, off the plate, ball 4. Base was open right there. So first and second, 2 away. Mitch Keeler to the plate. You know it's a big spot. Mike Byers on deck, and he's still coaching third. He wants to see, he wants to be the one to make that call, whether to send the runner Winkleman home or not on a base hit here. 3-2, the score. Flames got two in the top of this inning. A run coming in the bottom now for the Foley Lumberjacks. First pitch cut on a miss by Mitch Keeler, who's 0-for-3 on the day. Brad set, right at the belt. One strike pitch is waved at and missed. Now 0-2. The count. The Keeler. Brad's 0-2 pitch swung on and missed, and out on strikes is Mitch Keeler for out number 3. That does it for Foley here in the 7th. They score one run, scoring a run on one hit. No farming errors. That run coming across on that wild pitch, there was one runner left on base. 7 complete, 3-2, Foley with the lead. Top 8's coming up in 1 minute here on KASM.
1150 KASM.
Top 8 we go here in Broughton as the Flames trail by a run once again. Farming down by a run here as they trail 3-2. 3-2 our score, and they are down to their final 6 outs as Aaron Nett looked at a first pitch strike. Strike in right there from Derek Graves. Is that pitch in there for a strike to Aaron Nett? It'll be Nett, Taylor Foray, and Max Carlson scheduled to hit here. Still loosening up. Down in that farming bullpen is Jacoby Anderson. Brad Bergen, pitch count maybe climbing a little bit. As Derek Graves back out there again, as that pitch will hit Aaron Nett. Nett drilled in the back, so he's aboard. The Flames have a runner. They ran for Aaron earlier. Net being run for earlier in the game.